Hey, it's Nancy Florence here. I'm here to talk to you about resetting your nervous system. I'm speaking to you, the high-achieving woman who's very busy, very productive, kick-ass, powerhouse of a woman. You've got this because you're part of the joy factor experience. And I intend for this training to be an experience for you. And so as you're listening, take some notes. Think about the actions that you want to take as a result of this training. Let this be real for you. Now, aside from the obvious need for you to exercise regularly, eat well, practice yoga, meditation, and do all of those things to reset your nervous system, I actually want to bring your attention to something else. I want to bring your attention to the need for you to create time for rest. Create time for rest. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to talk about that, and I want to entertain this conversation, especially amongst women entrepreneurs, because in this day and age, there is such publicity for hard work, for productivity, for high intensity life. And it's so unnecessary. In my opinion, all of this rat race, mad rush, creates anxiety. It creates scarcity around time, very often around money as well. It creates stress for you and for everyone around you. So I want to take a stand for all of us high-achieving women to actually slow our lives down and go back to sanity, quite frankly. So creating time for rest requires you, first of all, to give yourself permission to rest. It requires you to look at your tolerance level. And I suggest that they be decreased, because if you're listening to this, I suspect you've been tolerating far too much work, stress, overload for too long. And so I invite you to give yourself permission to not let that be your life. I mean, think about this. Can you imagine sustaining such levels of hard work and busyness for the next 20 years, 30 years, however long we've got left on this planet? What's going to happen to your nervous system? What's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to the dark circles around your eyes? That's why we're having this conversation. For your sanity, for your mental health, your physical health, your well-being. And also for everyone around you. Because who wants to have a stressed out woman around them? Now, of course, there are seasons in a woman's life. There are seasons in a business, in a career. There are times when you're going to be busier. There are going to be times of stress. It's okay. You know, we're all human. This is the real world. But I invite you to be very intentional moving forwards about how you use your time. And for you to create intentionally pockets and windows of times to do nothing. So let's start with your evenings. Let's start with that. If you work from home, or if you're an entrepreneur, it's very tempting to continue working in the evening. And I invite you to stop doing that. You deserve an evening. And it's very important to have an evening, especially if you're a mom. You don't have much of an evening anyway, because by the time the children go to bed and they're settled in bed, it's nearly 9 p.m. and there's not much left of you. But let the rest of the evening be yours. Let it be a time for you to do nothing, to recuperate. You might choose to watch Netflix. You might choose to read a beautiful book. You might choose to have a bubble bath. Or you might choose to have sex with yourself or with a partner. Let your evening be a real treat that you look forward to all day, where there is no need to check emails, to be on social media, to be productive. And this is what I do. Every evening, my phone is on silent. And 9 p.m. to 10:30, 11-ish is my time. And I'm in my favorite place in the world. I'm in my sofa, in my pyjamas, nice and cozy. And it's coming up to winter now here in London, and it's so yummy. Love it. So give yourself permission to not work in the evenings. If you've got work to do, I suggest waking up earlier in the morning to do that work, because you might find that you're actually more productive in the morning, your brain is rested, and the quality of work that you'll produce will be so much better. The second thing I want to bring your attention to here is your sleep. Now, sleep is obviously very important, but I invite you to think about the past week in your life, and maybe even the past 2 weeks. How much sleep did you get? And how restorative was that sleep? Think about how much sleep you actually need. Perhaps you haven't actually honored your need for sleep. Perhaps you haven't had a proper evening routine, which means you didn't get to wind down. And so your sleep was not good. It wasn't quality sleep. So ask yourself, what needs to change here in terms of your sleep routine? Really, as women, we need to be sleeping at least 7 hours a day. And so personally, I always aim to go to bed by 10:30, 11 o'clock max. And then I wake up between 5:30 and 6 a.m. But sometimes I allow myself to sleep longer. All of this is about an allowing and you giving yourself permission to give your body what it needs. And so sometimes I allow myself to sleep until 7 a.m. And that's okay. That's completely okay. If you have to trick your mind, know this. Good sleep is productive. Having a nap is productive. Because guess what? When you wake up, your brain is rested, you're rested, and you're ready to work. And you're 100 times faster and more efficient. So if you have to trick yourself that way, my beautiful high-achieving woman, do it. Sleep is productive. And the last thing that I wanted to bring your attention to is for you to actually give yourself breaks throughout the day. One of the most important breaks in the day is the lunch break. So actually have a lunch break. That's really important. It's a beautiful time in the middle of the day for you to reset your nervous system. You know, press that reset button, go back to you. Oh, what food do I want to eat? And take however long you need, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, to have your lunch. And let it not be a working lunch. Let it be a real lunch break. Perhaps you're picking up your book. Perhaps you're watching a beautiful YouTube video. But I invite you to be very intentional about your lunch break so that you don't end up having your sandwich in one hand and your phone on the other end, checking emails or social media. Sometimes after my lunch, if I feel the need to do it, I will have a mini yoga or meditation session. If I feel a little bit on edge and I have calls coming up in the afternoon, I make sure that I show up for my afternoon calls feeling relaxed and calm. And in terms of breaks, what could work for you as well is to give yourself breaks every half hour. So this is really good for focus. You can give yourself a 30-minute time span for you to focus on one activity. So single tasking is very key here. And then have a break. just a 2 minutes break. Maybe you're going to the bathroom or making yourself a cuppa, or maybe you're, whatever it is you're doing, get up, do something, come back for another half hour. And so that's a very gentle way of going about your daily tasks and, you know, to work through the things that need to be done. So here it goes. Create time for rest. Have some beautiful evenings. Have some really good sleep and give yourself loads of breaks throughout the day. What you'll find is that the quality of your life is going to improve, and of course the quality of the work you produce will improve as well. So I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy intentionally creating more relaxation and calm in your life. And I hope that together we create a beautiful vibration of calm in the community, that this inspires more and more women all over the world, and men and children, to be really kind to themselves. All right. I hope this was useful, and I'll speak to you again very soon.